Well, that was perhaps one of the fascinations for me, in that we were going to put into service a major piece of transportation with the intention of putting it on the busiest seaway in the world. So we required significant maritime skills. We required some aviation handling skills, and we certainly required a great deal of aviation maintenance practice. So I decided that, having consulted and looked hard at training systems in both the aviation and maritime industry, that we would use entirely people with maritime qualifications as pilots and navigators, and I put a very simple measure that they had to have a Master Mariner certificate. And so far as engineers are concerned, one of the first person I had recruited was the chief engineer, who happened to be somebody I knew who was just leaving the Navy, and as it happens, had been very much involved in the maintenance practice of aircraft at sea. So he knew all about aviation structures in a maritime environment, and that was going to be a very important part of the scenario, in my view. And it turned out, in fact, to be so. So we hired people with a background, where possible, of some knowledge in aviation engineering practice, though that was actually quite difficult. But we managed to find a few, and we recruited quite a lot of people, of course, from within the British Rail sector. So far as pilots were concerned, about half of our trainee pilots came from within the Railway Shipping Service, and about half by direct recruitment from the major shipping companies like P&O and Cunard and so on.